This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
I'm curious how you see the failures of the higher education system in that, do you believe, you know, the average American child has too much or too little knowledge or just the wrong knowledge?
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're trying to balance out the woke narrative, do we as conservatives just come across like rake shakers? Are we just out there on the lawn shaking our rake at all the deviants like Dylan? You know what I mean? And then we get the bad rap because it just looks like we're naysaying all of the things that are popular in culture. Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. Today, you had this fantastic idea that we have not actually done a deep dive into the results of the midterm elections and how all of that has shaken out and what it means and all of the things about it. And so it's perfect. It's perfect timing to do that before the long Thanksgiving weekend.
Wrap up, if you will. Little midterm wrap up.
A little wrap up.
Yeah. And specifically about 18 to 24 year olds, because, you know, as Kamala likes to call them, they're stupid, you know? I didn't say that. The vice president of the United States called them stupid. You know, we put them in dorms and they're just kind of dumb and they're misguided and they're uninformed. And so, you know, she says that I didn't say it. You and I didn't say it because I've helped raise kids who are out of the house now. They're 32 and 27. So I've been through that age group. And then now I have a 12-year-old and you also have a teenager who is getting ready to be really stupid, apparently. And so it's like, you know, we have some observations on that age group. Plus, we've been doing this for almost 14, 15 years we've been doing this political thing. And we watched since the era of Obama, where, you know, Democrats just are better at that age group than we are, even though they call them stupid. They're better at 18 to 24 year olds. And why is that? Why is it?
So many reasons. Let's unpack and untangle.
Shall we? We shall.
Well, you know, one thing that I thought about, and I am guilty of this, is that I mock the fact that the Biden administration, for example, has TikTok influencers come to the White House, or that they invite, what's her name, Olivia Rodrigo to a press conference, all that stuff. I always mock it when I see it in action, thinking, oh my God, I cannot believe they're pandering this way. But they do it so well. And so maybe instead of mocking that, we should be employing the same tactics. It's just that pop culture is so owned by the left. I don't know how we balance that. I don't know how we do the same. I don't know how we do it at the same level. Hey, we got an email from Genucel about Marcy and Melissa that I felt like it was worth sharing, that Marcy got the hyaluronic acid serum and Melissa got the deep firming serum from Genucel for free because they sent us testimonials about how much they love the products that they ordered from Genucel. This is what keeps happening, is that people keep ordering the Genucel. All the skincare products from Genucel are so amazing. People most often are probably getting the most popular package. They get the stuff, they try it, and they're like, oh my God, the chicks were right. This stuff is freaking amazing. And when we read their emails during our show, Genucel gets all excited and starts sending them more free stuff. And so it's like a win-win for everybody. And right now, you guys, you have literally 2 days, okay? We're recording this on a Tuesday. Thanksgiving is on a Thursday. You have until Thanksgiving, probably through Thanksgiving, I'm guessing, because Genucel is just like that, that they're just like that to do this. They're offering 70% off of their most popular package. 70%!
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. And you know what? I love their hyaluronic stuff. Their hyaluronic serum is amazing because in the past I've actually had like problems with that, you know, because I'm so sensitive. You know how I am. I'm so sensitive with everything. My skin is, and theirs is like a dream. Like, it's just fantastic. I love it. My skin just like drinks it up and it's perfect. And I just love it. I feel like it makes me feel younger. Like every time I use it, which I know I'm not getting any younger, but it just makes me feel fabulous every time I use it. So you guys, that stuff is the bomb. It is.
It is the bomb. And 70, you cannot beat 70% off of the most popular package. By the way, you get the hyaluronic acid serum for free when you order the most popular package at 70% off. You can do it at genucel.com/chicks. It's genucel.com/chicks. Use code chicks to get all the discounts.
Chicks. Chicks. Yeah. I don't know how we do it at the same level and without... still combating all of the nonsense that is wokeism, you know, because we're the yeah. party that combats all the, you know, the ridiculous stuff that they want to incorporate into our culture. And we're combating that. And how do you balance the combating it with the inviting that Dylan person to the White House when you're just like, but I don't want to invite Dylan to the White House because Dylan's an idiot, you know? So, and Dylan is making a mockery of womanhood, you know? So how do you combat that with actually inviting him to the White House when Joe Biden or any president should be inviting, you know, somebody else to the White House, somebody else of maybe an actual, you know, female who's done something amazing to the White House in place of Dylan. This is the thing. Like, I just don't know... I guess that's what you do, is you do something like that. You do just what I said. You find a young woman who has done something extraordinary and you invite that young woman. But would that young woman be as popular as a Dylan? This is the problem. This is the problem with our culture right now, is our culture is so fixated on things that conservatives are not fixated on. So I'm not sure how to combat wokeism when it comes to politics. I don't know how to do it. I guess, you know, the only people that we see out there who are using pop culture politically, I say the only, there's probably maybe a small handful, which is just not nearly enough, are people like the Daily Wire. They're doing, yeah. you know, they're starting to do movies and, you know, just they're starting to get into the culture sphere when it comes to, you know, because they recognize that it's super important to do that. You and I have always recognized that it's really important to do that, but we're just two moms, right? Two working moms. And we talk about it. You know, we're not like a movie company, right. but it's like, this is that we have to do that as conservatives. We have to start doing more cultural based things in order to combat liberals. And we just don't do it.
I don't know a way to do that outside of inviting a Dylan. What is that person's last name? I can never remember. Is it Mulvaney? Mulroney?
Mulroney. I was going to say McDermott. And you said Mulroney. And I'm like, I think those are both actual male actors. they were like in 90s. They were at ages, both of us. I was like, wasn't he in like My Best Friend's Wedding?
Oh my God, totally. That's right. Dylan McDermott totally. Or Dermot Mulroney.
They both dated Julia Roberts in some movie. And both of them right. at some point. Yeah.
But anyway, maybe what we do is, you know, say it was a Republican president in the White House right now. I would love to see that person invite Dylan Mulvaney and a detransitioner.
Right.
A detransitioning influencer even on TikTok, and have a debate and let the woke people who follow Dylan see what the alternate message is right in front of their faces. Now, would Dylan be willing to do that? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's the only way I can think of to combat the pop culture message that's bombarding that age group yeah. right now. The only way to counter it is for them to see what the counter message is. The problem is that, like, to your point, when you're trying to balance out the woke narrative, do we as conservatives just come across like rake shakers? Are we just out there on the lawn shaking our rake at all the deviants like Dylan? You know what I mean? And then we get the bad rap because it just looks like we're naysaying all of the things that are popular in yeah. culture.
Well, I think they're popular though, because they take up 85% of the space. That's why they're so popular, Mock. I mean, I think that because yeah. they've you know, cut out such a large piece of the media and pop culture pie. I think that's why they're so popular, is because they're so loud and they're so prevalent. It's because not so much because they're right. It's just because they take up so much space. And when, you know, preteens and teens, that's all they see and they're bombarded with that every day. Of course, they're going to be like, oh, well, that's the cool thing to do. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a, to me, this may not be the best comparison. I'll probably get a lot of crap for this, but it's kind of like when, you know, you see a fad way to dress. I see a lot. I have a preteen daughter, and there are a lot of things that I see floating around her school where girls are dressing in a certain way. And I'm like, God, that is God awful. Okay. I have seen some fashion stuff that is just not cool, but they think it's cool because that's what they see. And if they see it and they see everybody else wearing it, they're going to do it. They're going to wear it too. Of course, we did it too in the 80s, mm-hmm. right? In the 80s, we wore
we wore leg warmers. Right.
Have you, I mean, seriously, did you see some of the hairstyles in the 80s? I mean, my God, the higher the hair, the closer to God. I mean, there are some hairstyles, like if people saw pictures of my hair back in the 80s, it's horrifying what my hair looked like, right? So, I mean, this is the thing, like there, we did things because everybody else was doing it. And then you thought it looked cool because everybody else was, of course it's cool because everybody's doing it. So I think it's cool too. I think a lot of what people, it's all, a lot of the stuff is just fad stuff because if the majority is doing it and the majority thinks it's okay, I think it's okay too. So it's just because they're loud. A lot of the stuff is just they're loud. They're taking up space, so it's okay too. I think if conservatives had an equal voice, an equal loudness to their voice, I don't know if a lot of the stuff would be so okay. That's just how I feel about it. It's just that we don't have an equal voice because we don't have the people in the media. We don't have people in the, you know, in pop culture. We don't have celebrities that are conservative. There's just, we don't have a voice like liberals, like liberal progressives have a voice. We just don't. If we did, I think that...
Well, I think it's because we're trying to conserve by our nature as conservatives. We are trying to conserve a culture of yore. You know what I mean? We're trying to conserve traditional, patriotic, America-loving ideas. And so our problem is that... And it's not a problem. I don't think it's a problem, but I think the way that the young people see it as a problem is that we are constantly the naysayers. Right. Because we want to preserve and conserve the ideas that made America great. And so we are constantly fighting against all the crazy stuff that we see as deviant in pop culture. And therefore, we end up looking like rake shakers. It doesn't look like we're promoting a message because the message isn't anything new. We just want people to understand that America is exceptional, the reasons it has always been exceptional. And that is boring to that age group. Boring.
Because when you're 18 to 24, you want to experiment and you want to do new things and you want to be free, you know, to try new things and experiment yourself and, like, you know, I guess reinvent yourself and do all the cool things and be all the and kind of and rebel. Right. Mm-hmm. You want to be rebellious. And so that's in their very nature. Right. Especially 18 to 24 year olds when they're going off to college and doing all the things. And so, I can see where conservatism would be like really square, man. It's like it's just not right? cool. And then what? You wake up at 24, 25 years old, you start looking more at your paycheck and you're like, who's this FICA asshole? Why? I don't understand. Like,
so why is he getting all my money?
And then that's when people start leaning the other way or they start thinking because more economics and then they start having families and they start having kids of their own and then things start changing for people. Right? I mean, this is, let's face it, that's when people start becoming more conservative in their 30s and 40s. Not everybody, but a lot of people do.
Right.
Because of stuff like that. And that's, they really do. People do become more conservative. But I will say that we have come across a lot of people, not a lot, but several handfuls of people in our, even in our community, but just in our time as Chicks on the Right who have been, I mean, if I were somebody who didn't do this for a living, I would look at those people and I'd be like, why do you got to be that way?
The way that
why
you
do you
got
to be that way as a conservative? I mean, we even, you know, because I do political work here in Texas. I do stuff for local politics and I'll go to meetings and I don't even feel like I fit in with the Republican Party. I don't. I don't feel like I fit in. And I do this for a living and I don't on a local level. I mean, I'll do political stuff, but I feel I feel like a fish out of water at these political things. And I do this. I just don't. I've never felt like, I'm being completely honest, I just don't. I just feel like I'm a little bit more, I'm like not as prim and proper and, you know how you and I are. I'm just, you know, like I went into, what was it? I sat at a meeting the other day, being completely honest with you. And there was a chick at one of my, it was like the end of quarter meeting. And somebody brought up Yellowstone, the movie Yellowstone. And I just overheard her talk. I was by myself in the back of the room. And I just heard this woman talking about Yellowstone. And she's like, the language is too terrible. I will never watch that show because the language is just too awful. And they do use some pretty salty language in that show. But I just thought, you know how I am about like language and stuff like that. I know people will say, I won't watch that either because of the salty language. But we get that a lot too, where it's like, don't use this kind of language. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't say the Lord's name in vain. We get a lot.
We got to take a quick break from the action-packed discussion that we're having for just a second, because Cozy Earth is having their very, very best sale special I have ever seen in the few years that we've had them as a sponsor. I've never seen discounts like this, but just for the holidays, they are offering 40% off of whatever your order is at cozyearth.com/chicks. The thing that they're best at is loungewear. Their loungewear, I mean, who doesn't love loungewear, right? Like, it's just this fabric that somehow regulates your temperature, whether you're wearing them in the summer, they keep you cool. If you're wearing them in the winter, they keep you warm. I don't know how. It's like bamboo viscose magic. Yeah. And it's absolutely incredible. And it makes such a nice higher end gift for somebody this holiday season, which is why they're doing their 40% off special right now at cozyearth.com. Yeah,
they're amazing. You guys, I had them in Indy and I have them here in Texas, and they're perfect. They're perfect for both places.
See?
It's just, they're amazing. I love them. They're the best jammies ever. Mm-hmm.
cozyearth.com/chicks. Make sure to enter chicks as your promo code at checkout. That's how you're going to get your 40% off and get yourself all hooked up with all the best presents ever at cozyearth.com/chicks. We just got that
today.
We
got one today.
We have an email. I have it in front of me. I'm not going to say who it's from because this person is a fan and I'm not trying to be,
right.
I'm not trying to alienate anybody, but it needs to be said again, apparently, that we are not going to change who we are to please somebody else. We are who we are, warts and all. And so if there's language that we use that's offensive to people, that is their choice to be offended. Right. It's not something that we intend to change. But this person wrote, I love you guys. I do have one request. Please, all caps, watch your use of our Lord's name. You are both guilty. Please, enough of God this and God that. Please find another word. And worse than that is the constant, oh my God, oh my God. Maybe try, oh my goodness, or oh my gosh. Anything but oh my God, thank you.
We get that quite a bit.
And I wrote it to, I forwarded it to you and I was like, oh my God.
So we get it quite a bit where it's like, you are guilty. You are guilty of something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like my husband, he actually helps with our website, not our website, but our Facebook page. He'll help monitor stuff like that. Cause we have a lot of people that are on our Facebook page on a daily basis. And so he helps do admin stuff and whatever. So this woman, in order to get onto our, I think it's our groups page, you have to answer a simple question. And the simple question is, who are the two women that run this page? Easy answer. I mean, if you watch our show, it's pretty easy to know. If you're listening to this right now, you know it's Mock and Daisy, or it's Amy, Joe, and Miriam. If you've been like following us for, I don't know, 2 days, you would know that. It's a pretty easy answer. And you...
Or you could easily look it up. Who are the chicks on the right?
Let me Google that for you.
It's very, very easy.
Let me just Google that. It's pretty easy. And so most people with a computer would be able to figure that out. Even if you don't like us, it's pretty easy to figure that out. And so, you know, it doesn't take much time to do that, but you'd be surprised how many people don't want to answer that question. They don't want to, they just really dig their heels in and don't want to answer it. And so they don't. and they'll fight, you know, us on it. And we'll be like, well, we're not going to let you into the group then, you know, because if you can't answer the simple question, then bye, move along, go be in somebody else's group. And so he had kind of a run-in with somebody the other day about this. And he was like, I'm sorry, but you have to answer this question. And she was like, I've been a conservative, she's probably in her 70s. I've been a conservative longer than any of you people have been a conservative. Hello. And you don't know what it's like to be a conservative. And I'm more conservative than you are, kind of a thing. Therefore, I should be able to be in this.
There we go.
Therefore, I should be able to be in this group because I'm more conservative than you. So it was that back and forth of, and we've seen this before too. I'm more conservative than you are. It's like, and this is the difference, I think, between conservatives and liberals. Liberals, I don't think, do that. I don't think liberals look at each other and go, I'm more liberal than you are. I don't think they do that.
Because you don't ever hear the word lino.
Right. Exactly. You don't. And in fact, I think that they are more apt to say, I don't care, you know, what you say or what you do or what you wear, who you are, or like what you look like. Just come sit at our table. We tend to judge. We tend to say you're guilty of this and you're a bad person, or you said this bad word, or you're this or you're that. I don't, you know, I'm more conservative than you. I'm up here and you're down here. And so, you know, you need to jump through this. You need to do this in order to be as conservative as me or whatever. And I just, that's where we kind of get. And I think that's what turns off 18 to 24 year olds a lot of the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is. Absolutely it is. And it kind of goes hand in hand, not completely, but there's a lot of alignment on the religious mm-hmm. lines when it comes right. to that. So there's a lot of people who will do the same thing with Christianity. Mm-hmm. So if you do take the Lord's name in vain, if you do say, oh my God, if you do whatever, if you look at TikToks, then you are somehow less of a Christian than someone else. And so a lot of times those arguments are the same, coming from the same people. And those, I always, if I see it in action and I'm compelled to respond in that moment, I always say, if you cannot support or defend your argument without using religion, you will never draw anybody who is not religious into your way right. of thinking. So what's the point? And even like, this is something Ben Shapiro talks about a lot. He's super, super Jewish, but he never uses his faith to defend his policy stances. Yeah. And I think a lot of times conservatives get too wrapped up in being preachy at people about why they believe what they believe instead of just defending the policies on the yeah. merits.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Completely agreed. Yeah. And we get a lot of that. We get a lot. And we've gotten a lot of that since the very beginning in your whore shorts.
Right. Exactly. My God, that's right. This goes so far back to even what we yeah, wear.
I mean, from the very beginning. I remember like, because you wore the shorts and the lady basically, God, from the very beginning.
Called me a prostitute.
You said you look like a prostitute. Yeah. And I was just basically like your prostitute helper. I don't know what I was.
No, you were every bit
was
as
I?
Prostitute-y.
I had a dress on?
Yes, because you were wearing a very conservative dress, like it was like at the knee, but it was low cut.
Oh, that's right. And it showed my lack of cleavage. That's what it showed. It's like my wannabe cleavage at that time. I don't know what that lady was thinking.
How dare you wear a right. V-neck?
I can't show my bony ass chest. I can't show that. God help me.
You heathen.
Yeah, so...
This is the problem. This is so much a part of the problem. This and the fact that that age group, the 18 to 24 year olds, are super into killing babies.
That's
is also
a huge problem.
What led to the midterm lack of red wave.
Yeah, it does. And so I think a lot of this starts at home. A lot of it starts that you have got, if you are conservative, you got to tell your kids why you're conservative and do it in a way that is not preachy. That's what we try to do with, you know, our kids. All of our kids are conservative. The older ones are conservative, and God willing, our 12-year-old will end up conservative too. But they've managed to grow up and not get through. They got all of them, the older ones, both of them, they got through college, and we were like, please God, don't let them end up liberal. And they didn't. They ended up conservative. I mean, I can't believe it. One of them lives in California and he's a conservative. And it's, I can't believe it, but he is. And so, you know, you can do it. You just have to do it in a way, I think, where you're just common sense about it. And then teach them the values of hard work and just, I think, stick with it, right? It's just a common sense thing. And then just teach them about the world and how it works. Because conservatism is common sense. That's how I feel about it anyway. Yeah. I think it's just common sense. And eventually they're going to be on their own and they will get close to 30 years old and they're going to be like, this makes total sense. It all makes complete mm-hmm. sense. They may have times where they're like, some of it doesn't, but then they get to that age where they're like, oh yeah, now I know what you mean, mom and dad, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I hope that we have, you know, I know that there's a lot of people in pop culture that are not at all conservative by any stretch, but that do at least appreciate when things go really far to the crazy side of the equation. So when you have Bill Maher, who criticizes wokeness a lot, when you have Dave Chappelle and other comedians like Bill Burr, who are constantly railing against the censorship and the silencing of people, of people's voices and people's ideas, those things go a long mm-hmm. way in pop culture to help sort of reframe the narrative. But there needs to be so, so much more of that. And we need to do it in a fun
right.
way.
Right.
That's the only way I think this changes. You know what I'm looking forward to during our Thanksgiving break?
Not showering.
Well, that too. Although I'm going to have to shower because there's going to be people around
you're gonna
me.
You're going to have to shower. Yeah, you know I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm going to have to be clean.
You're going to have to do that. You won't be able to marinate in your own mockness. Sorry.
But what I am looking forward to is extra sleeping in.
Oh, yeah.
And when you have the benefit of my pillows from my pillow, when you have the benefit of the sheets from my pillow, when you have your bed made up with my pillow fabulousness, mm-hmm. you get the best sleep ever. And especially when you know you can sleep in, somehow the sleep is even more so delicious. Great. And MyPillow, of course, is known for their pillows, known for all of their bed things, like their sheets and their mattresses and their all their covers and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything. But right now, they have their special going on their 6-piece towel sets. And amazingly and surprisingly probably to a lot of people, that's my favorite thing of MyPillow is the towels because of their like super scrubby, absorbent, not scratchy, but not too soft.
And they don't towels. Have that lotiony thing going on. You know how like the hotel yeah. towels, like those big fluffy towels that you get that you think are going to be luxurious and awesome and they're super expensive, have that lotiony thing on top of them. And you're like, ew. And then it doesn't, they don't dry that. You. They're just gross. Yeah. My pillow towels are not like that. They're perfect. They are perfection. Mm-mm.
They mm-hmm. are. And it's like you can say that and I feel like people hear it and they just don't understand. Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing our voices say this right now and you're like, why are they making such a big deal about towels? Because there is no more perfect towel. I don't know how I can possibly stress that mm-hmm. more, but it's a great time to try it if you're even a tiny bit skeptical. They always have their money back guarantee on everything. 60 days, in fact, money back guarantee. So why not just try it? A set of 6 towels, it's normally almost $90, is only $39.98 right now at mypillow.com/chicks, $39.98 for a 6-piece towel set. Great. Try it. You're going to be amazed. And if you're not, send them back. But I promise you, you're not going to mm-hmm. send them back. It's I true. Promise.
They're the best.
Mypillow.com/chicks.
Right. And like the mutilation of children. I kind of feel like that's something that we should all agree on. You know?
You would think.
You would hope. That would be something. You don't even need to joke about that. I mean, that's just stuff that we should all be like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty whack.
But then did you see that one headline? It was even from this morning about that doctor who was like railing against a mom whose daughter got taken away by Child Protective Services because she allowed her 10-year-old daughter to get a tattoo. And this doctor, this pediatrician was like, this is horrific. A 10-year-old has no agency. A 10-year-old can't make decisions about her body. But that same doctor signed off on the letter saying gender affirming care is something that she supports wholeheartedly. And starting puberty blockers at that age is completely fine. So like make it make sense. You know what I mean?
God.
I mean, just what the
you
hell?
You cannot make this stuff up.
You can't. Oh
God. Where was that? I'm just curious. You know, do you remember where it was?
I saw that at the top of the Daily Mail early this morning.
What state
like,
was it?
Oh, I don't remember what state.
Oh my
I'm sorry.
God.
I don't remember
it
the state.
It had to have been in California or like Boston or something, you know?
I mean, listen, I would not let a 10-year-old get a tattoo because I do think that's way too young. But I also, I mean, but how a doctor could be like so outraged about that because it's a permanent change to the body and then be like, but yeah, let's lop off your boobs and, you know, start down puberty blockers and hormones and all kinds of things we don't know the long-term effects of.
And that just shows such extreme cognitive dissonance. Like they're just like, what a disconnect that is. It's like, what is even, this is the thing. They just, they think they're on such a mission to do it and they're so happy to do the one thing. And then they're like, oh, but that's terrible. That's terrible. But this is completely okay. You know, because all of this gender bullshit. I just can't. I can't. It's crazy. Completely crazy.
Hey, we got a couple reviews that I wanted to share with you. Okay. We did. One of them is very nice and one of them is very not nice.
Oh, I can't wait. Do the not nice one first. And then we can be thankful. We can be thankful for the nice one.
Yes, the not nice one is the longer of the two. This is obviously somebody who's super butthurt because they must have gotten blocked on one of our social media platforms. I don't know which one. And so they go by Loyal Ram One.
All right.
And they gave us one star and they said, they called us DeSantis fangirls, which I don't know why.
Why would they say that about you? Me? Why would they say that?
I have no idea. Like, but they write, disagreeing with them as to who the 2024 candidate for POTUS will get you blocked on Twitter. Oh, okay. So this is Twitter. They are just really shills for the GOP establishment. I am done with them.
Okay. I mean, that was like, that's fine.
And the only reason I should be clear, the reason that I block people on Twitter, because I do our Twitter and you do our Instagram, and then we share all of our other ones. But like on Twitter specifically, the reason somebody gets blocked is because they are literally too stupid to even have a back and forth with. And I can't tolerate that level of stupidity in the mentions. Yeah. So I just block them just to save my own sanity. Yeah,
because usually you will spar with people just to put them on the wall of shame. So I'm surprised. Like when you do block people, you're like, yeah, it's just, you're too dumb.
You're too dumb.
Yeah, that's an insult.
I mean, it's
so
that
too
bad
for that person. Yeah.
Right.
Good luck with life.
And then, And then on Facebook, just so the record is clear, the people that get blocked on Facebook and our, whether it's our page or our groups or whatever, are either spammers who are, you know, you always recognize them when they say, hello, dear, I would like to be your friend. Please message me in private. You know what I mean? Like those get blocked right away. But so too do the people who criticize us personally in our own space. So if you're going to insult us in our own space, then
that's like coming into my house and pooping in my living room. You're going to, I'm going to immediately like, I'm going to do physical things to you before I kick you out of my house. You're going to be escorted out of my property. That's you're not allowed to do that. And that's, it's always amazing when people get mad when you do that. Like when they come and they insult you on your page and then they're like, why did they boot me? Why did they block me? Well, did you not learn manners as a kid? Like who are your parents? Can I speak to your parents?
I know.
Cause you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Goodbye.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, so here's our nice review. So our nice review is from Pinky LaDunker. And Pinky LaDunker gave us 5 stars and said, yes, chicks, I love these ladies so much. Keep it up.
Aw, that's so sweet. Her name is Pinky. I love that.
I know.
It's a great name.
I thought that was
very
so
sweet.
Nice.
Thank you.
Anyway, those are our reviews.
Very, very good reviews. Very fun. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. And listen, as a party, let's just try to see what we can do a little bit better. You know, we've not seen a whole lot of improvement in the pop culture sphere since we've been doing this. We've been railing about that since 2009, you guys.
Yeah.
Like we're going to be so old and so wrinkly and so gray. And we're still, I feel like we're still going to be talking about this until
we will. Because we're not going to, I mean, why would we stop?
We're not
going to. You know what I mean? Can't stop. It's a job that doesn't end.
It's the job that doesn't end. But we really hope that we're going to see a little bit of an improvement in that. I hope that we can see some improvement. And it begins at home. That's your takeaway. Like, start talking to your kids about conservatism. And you know what? It's cool to be personally responsible. It's cool to know civics. It's cool to be smart. That's what I always tell my daughter. It's cool to be smart. and to know about.
And it's cool to love America.
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it is. It is cool.
America!
Yeah.
That's right. That's a perfect way to leave the show today. Until next time.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour. I'm curious how you see the failures of the higher education system in that, do you believe, you know, the average American child as they're growing up has too much or too little knowledge or just the wrong knowledge? That's something I've been thinking a lot about lately, that like,
yeah.
I do, you know, the liberal arts approach.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.